I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. A new study of recent police data finds significant racial disparities in traffic stops in some of Connecticut's police departments. Researchers at Central Connecticut State University used a combination of six analytical tools to review hundreds of thousands of traffic stops. The new study shows stops of minority drivers were more likely to happen during the day, quote, when a driver's race and ethnicity are visible. Michael Lawler is the governor's undersecretary for criminal justice issues. He spoke at a meeting of the Connecticut Racial Profiling Prohibition Project's advisory board, where the report was presented.
This is just data. This is not a verdict. This is not a determination of who's guilty of what. This is simply real data being gathered in real time from real law enforcement agencies. But the purpose of this project is not to decide whether or not anyone's actually being unfair. It's simply to present real data so that policy decisions are made based on evidence and data instead of anecdotes.
Based on the analysis, nine municipal departments and one state police troop will get further review because of the disparities in their data. New Milford, Norwalk, West Hartford, Wethersfield, Bloomfield, Meriden, Newington, Trumbull, Windsor, and Troop H. The 292-page report makes several points. One has to do with what's called the veil of darkness. The question is, do racial and ethnic minorities get pulled over more frequently when their race or ethnicity can be plainly seen? Ken Barone is a researcher who prepared the report.
The results indicated a statistically significant disparity for Hispanic drivers in the state of Connecticut as a whole. And also for when we combine both black and Hispanic drivers together, the statistical disparity remains strong.
Barone also said the data explains how racial disparities exist in searches of cars after they're stopped.
Minorities are searched more often, contraband is found less. White drivers are searched less often, contraband is found more.
Finally, the report talked about so-called discretionary stops, such as when an officer pulls someone over for a busted taillight. That data particularly bothered Dr. Kata Lorenzen, a physician and UConn professor, who's on the project's advisory board.
My belief is that in terms of these discretionary stops, they have to become non-discretionary, meaning either everybody stop for it, or you do it doing a roadblock, or don't do it at all. But clearly, where there's discretion that's involved, that's where racial discrimination can take place. And I think the data really bears that out.
Lorenzen underscored another reason for urgency. He said there's evidence that racial discrimination is a source of health disparities. Douglas Fuchs is the chief of the Reading Police Department. He represents the Connecticut Chiefs of Police Association. And he told the board that he values the project, but it has its flaws.
Most will agree that judging one's ethnicity as they drive by you at 40 miles an hour is a very difficult thing to do.
But Fuchs did say the police were unwaveringly in support of the project.
Every police chief in Connecticut remains committed to the law, but more importantly to the principle that stopping an individual based solely on what they look like is completely unacceptable and is certainly illegal. Our expectation is that our officers are stopping violators who represent a virtual mirror image of who's actually driving on our roadways.
You can read the full report as well as our series on racial disparities and traffic stops at WNPR.org. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.